Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
98.9 The Buzz, it's Fasano and Sandy. Welcome to your Wednesday morning. It's 7:07.
Jerk.
Uh-huh.
Or justified.
All right, you ready for this case? A school in Oklahoma raised $150,000 for a local charity. Holy cow, you say.
Holy cow.
That's insane. That's impressive. To raise all of that money, does it really matter how they did it?
This is going to be, I don't even know, like you wouldn't tell me, so I'm finding out with everybody else here. I'm curious. What did they do? How did they raise it?
This is where you have to decide, jerk or justified.
What did they do?
Okay. Deer Creek High School's idea of a fundraiser was to have students slather peanut butter on their toes and have other students get on their stomachs and lick the peanut butter off.
Okay.
So, of course, there's video, and of course it went viral, and of course parents freaked out. But Deer Creek High School said, hey, listen, we didn't do anything wrong. In a statement, an official statement, they said all the students volunteered to do this. No faculty or staff members were involved in any way in this particular game.
Okay.
We didn't force any student to do anything. This was all on them. So, there you go. We are not, it's $150,000. And they even said, the school's like, hello, would you want us to pull $150,000 from the charity? No, you're welcome. Meanwhile, the parents are flipping out. The superintendent is like, oh my gosh, this is appalling.
So what do you superintendant think? Superintendent didn't know about it until after they raised the money?
Right. I don't know. Does the superintendent always know about?
Yeah, right.
The specifics of every fundraising event? I don't know. This is Oklahoma, so the rules are probably different. But what do you say? Jerk or justified?
Justified.
You should see the video. Oh, my God.
You have a thing about feet, too.
There's no way I would do that.
Describe the scene.
So there's a line of chairs, like the classroom chairs, right? It's in the gym.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So the shot that I saw, there was like four students lined up. There was probably more though.
Boys, girls. Everybody's
both.
Oh.
It's both. Like both. They blurred out faces. So I don't really know the gender, but it looked like it was a mix.
Okay.
It wasn't just all girls in the chairs, boys on the floor.
How many kids?
Well, see, the shot only showed.
Yeah, what
like
you saw.
Like four, but I'm sure they said students, so I don't know if it's more than that.
Right, so you saw four kids sitting in chairs. They're both boys and girls.
All lined up, right. They have peanut butter on their feet, and then you would see the other students on their tummies with their hands behind their back, just with their mouths sucking at the toes, licking. Now, some kids were getting really into it, where it would like, freak me out. Like, other kids were just doing really quick.
Oh, my God.
That's the video.
Jerk or justified, 818-2899. I'd say it's justified. Hey, everybody's cool with it. They all volunteered. Yep, mate.
Volunteered. That's what the school says.
And...
but if that was your kid, if you found out, like you're scrolling through social media and you're like, oh, my God, that's my daughter, Allison. On her tummy, licking somebody's toes. Would you be one of the parents to complain?
I don't know.
well,
fun and games, and, you know, athlete's foot. I'm sure. I'm not sure. I'd much rather have a kid who plays in the marching band than a football player out there with his toes.
Right? That's what I was thinking. I'm like, did everyone get a pedicure before this? Like, they raised $150,000. Some
bonkers.
Of that money should go back to the pedicure and the, I don't know.
That's so bonkers.
Dental visits.
Hey, first call through gets, or are we going to do this? Yeah. All right. No, or no. All right, yeah.
We weren't going to, but you can because you already started it.
Yeah, let's say I've got tickets to Barbie the movie in concert at Darien Lake, 818-289-9.
You're 98.9, The Buzz.
It's true. This is a true story, not made up. School in Oklahoma, if you're just joining us here on 98.9, The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. School in Oklahoma raised $150,000 for a local charity.
Yay.
That's insanity. That's crazy.
A lot of money.
Round of applause.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, how did you raise the money? They had students slather their toes in peanut butter while other students laid on their tummies on the gym floor and sucked the peanut butter off the toes of their fellow classmates. So, of course, parents are flipping out. The superintendent actually went on record and said, "This is disgusting.
What?
We are cleaning up the filth in Oklahoma schools. Our agency is investigating."
Oh, okay. But they let it happen.
But right, superintendent all of a sudden now had no idea. But okay, so you asked me a few minutes ago, and as you call in, we're deciding if this is jerk or justified.
Yes.
You asked me who was sitting in the chairs and who was on the floor sucking the peanut butter up.
Yeah.
And I thought it was mixed.
Wait, hold on a second. You're skeeving me out. Stop using the word sucking, okay?
Well, what are they doing?
Use licking, okay?
Oh,
licking,
that's better?
Yeah, licking is better than sucking, okay?
Don't know if licking is better.
Yes. Please. Licking peanut butter.
Well, you know, some students were sucking, some students were licking.
Oh, my God.
Anyhow, it kind of does look like maybe the boys were on the floor.
And the girls were in the chair?
I think, like, no faces are being shown, but I kind of think, does that make a difference? If it was...
Makes it better?
Yeah, does it make it better or worse? Does that even matter? Does that even...
If you're a very religious Midwestern person, it'd probably be a lot worse.
Now, if you think about this, I mean, you hear these stories all the time. Priests do this. Don't they go to the jails, like, come Christmas time, and they will kiss the feet and wash the feet of a... I mean, they don't lick peanut butter off.
I was going to say, where are you going with this?
But they do. They don't. They don't. They get down and, like, it's so...
Washing the feet of the inmates, like the
Jesus
thing?
Is this kind of the same thing?
No.
Yeah,
this is
the exact
opposite thing.
Okay.
And it's crazy the amount of money. Think of the logistics to raise $150,000 with this crazy act. How many people...
But you said it's justified.
I've totally justified.
Yeah, see, I don't know. If everybody says, okay, fine, this is justified, you know this is going to open up a Pandora's box. Now it's going to give full permission for schools to go so crazy outrageous with their ways of fundraising. Does that matter? Like, what's the most outrageous, risque thing that a local school has done?
Let's take your calls, all right? 98.9 to Buzz.
Or justified.
Okay, good morning to Buzz. Jerker justified.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Hey,
it's Tim. What's up?
You already know I was calling in for this one.
I didn't. No.
Because you totally would participate.
Oh, absolutely. What age are we talking about?
High school.
It says high school.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, like, elementary or something like that.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
So, you know the saying, don't ask, don't tell?
Uh-huh.
Disqualified. Don't ask how we raised $150,000 or however much. And we won't tell you how it's raised.
You know what? There is no way that this wasn't, like, not approved.
Absolutely.
I mean, so many people had to participate in order to make $150,000.
That's crazy. It's crazy. You know what happens. Once parents complain, then all of a sudden the higher-ups, the superintendent, I didn't know anything about this. You're right. I'm ashamed. You know how that goes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, and think of it this way.
Yeah.
You raised $150,000, and now you have a foot fetish.
And athlete's mouth.
Okay, so you say it's justified, and what side of the chair would you be on? Sitting in the chair or the one on the floor sucking?
Oh, I'd be sitting in the chair.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Ew. Tim, I don't know if I would want to.
Tim, you got Barbie the movie in concert at Darien Lake Amphitheater, August 14th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Hold the line, man. I'll get your info, okay? Good morning, The Buzz. Jerker justified peanut butter toe licking.
Oh, I think I have to go with the foot fetish. I think it's no different than freaking doing a body shot. It's just a different part of the body.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, but we're not doing body shots at a high school.
No.
This is a high school.
Yeah, but, you know, put it in the whole grand scheme of thing, you know, somebody had a foot fetish and they were liking it because they got 150 grand out of it.
Somebody, how many people had to participate to make $150,000?
I know.
I mean, you're talking, what's an average donation when you do a charity thing? Up to $20 maybe?
Yeah, but these are kids too, so I don't know.
I mean,
this is a very good question, but that detail of the story, it's on TMZ. They didn't say.
Yeah. Well, okay. Then that would be
interesting, but hey, it is what it is.
They did it. They raised it. Can't take it back to them. Can't ask through the charity. Hey, give it back. Right.
What about that? What if they say we're here to give the students their money back? So sorry, charity.
Yeah, that would stink. But, you know, hey, you got any peanut butter cookies?
All right. Thanks, man. Yeah, another vote for justified.
The verdict is
unbelievable.
Justified.
I don't think a lot of people around here thought it'd be that bad of a deal.
I am in shock.
Why?
Because parents love to complain all the time, and not one complaining parent called in to say that was jerk. That's
crazy. You know why? Because we have Buzz listeners, and Buzz listeners are just as weird as we are.
Oh yeah,
and
that's
they all
true.
Except for you. Like, you're like the opposite of a great Buzz listener.
Okay, well, now
you're
here
too
serious.
Go.
Hold on, here you go. Now, if you're on the parent board or on the whatever they call it, not the PTA anymore, whatever they call it, and you're coming brainstorming ideas for your school, for your kid's school, suggest this.
You know what? Just do it and then ask for forgiveness like those kids did.
Oh, my God. Insane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.